This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. But that's not really what the Nishna Valley sounds like these days. It sounds more like this.
Yeah, definitely here in the office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who isn't sick these days? Raise your hand. Man.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, everybody, it seems like, is getting a little bit of something.
Mm-hmm.
It's winter. We should kind of expect that. It's cold and flu season. But, you know, if you didn't get your flu shot this year, you might be out of luck.
Yeah.
Unless you're in one of the, extreme categories, the elderly and the young, the very young. I know they held some back here in Cass County, some of the vaccine for the very young to make sure that they get all the vaccinations they need, because they usually need to get it like twice.
Yeah.
For it to take effect when they're under 2 years old.
Yes.
But yeah, all of a sudden, I mean, we went from one day they were saying that there's plenty. And then a couple of days later, we're out.
Yeah.
What a change. Well, obviously a lot of people decided once the flu started hitting and they realized that it was a little bit more aggressive this year, or at least it's passed around a lot more aggressively this year, maybe we better do something about
it.
So did you get your flu shot?
No.
I didn't either. I didn't get it at first. I kind of intended to, but then I was told there isn't any more.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, there we go. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't, well, now the pressure's on. What do you do? Well,
stay indoors.
Yeah, just wear a rubber
don't
suit
anywhere.
And don't talk to anybody. Don't make eye contact. No, you can still function, but you might want to take some other precautions. You know, and a lot of it is just living right. You know, if you eat right, you exercise, you get enough sleep at night, that's half your battle in anything, really.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of us do any of those things?
Yeah. Maybe once in a while.
Right. I eat right as I'm sitting there snacking on chips and whatever else. And yeah, we don't do a very good job of those things. Washing your hands. And, you know, like I said, washing your hands isn't like brushing your teeth. You know, if you're good, you do it once a day. If you're great, you do it twice a day. You don't wash your hands just once or twice a day. You wash your hands constantly throughout the day when you do things. You don't want to be a germophobic. You know, you don't want to be one of those germophobes where you
won't touch anything.
Yeah, afraid to touch anything and whatever else. But, you know, there are a lot of things. And that's where germs mostly are spread, through doorknobs and, you know, things like that. You know, you walk through the door. You know, how many people have walked through the door and hit that idiot bar that's on there? You know, the handle and stuff. Everybody that comes through that door touches it.
I try not to. I kind of do like my forearm push.
Do you sneeze into your elbow?
No, I kind of don't really sneeze. I kind of have a different sneeze, I guess you could say.
Try to swallow it?
Try to really hold it in. But
well, my wife's gotten into this habit because they said a few years ago that instead of, you know, you always want to cover your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're never near a Kleenex when you need one. And quite frankly, a Kleenex doesn't stand a chance to a sneeze. I mean, really, you're going to blow a hole through that thing so big. But they started saying a few years ago to, you know, sneeze into your, cough into your elbow and stuff. Mm-hmm. My wife started doing that, and I don't know. I always find that as odd. I still cough and sneeze into my hand, but I go wash my hands. So, I guess it's just in how you do things, but I can't get into the habit of doing that. But, you know, if you just take care for those kinds of things, you know, there are some things that you can do to make sure that you, even if you do contract the flu virus, if you catch it early, you can minimize some of the effects. And like I say, if you just take care of yourself ahead of time, all those things we just talked about, you can minimize the possibility of you actually getting it in the first place. So do what you can.
Yes.
The flu is not fun.
No.
The flu is not the cold.
Yeah,
a cold is not the flu. No, it's completely different. And if you talk to anyone who's really had it, it's not much fun at all. It's pretty nasty. Can be pretty painful, very uncomfortable, and can shut you down for a few days at least. So, yeah, you want to be careful about those kinds of things. If you think that you have symptoms that are a little bit worse than the common cold, then you might want to get after it. Because, as I said, it's like anything else. The earlier you catch it, the better chance you have of mitigating that, too. So, and if you can keep it, if you can minimize all the, you know, the how it gets it, you know, how it makes you feel, then do it. Why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
So. Beware of those kinds of things and then get after that. So are you happy?
Yeah.
Really? All the time?
Mm.
Yeah, you know, it depends.
Yeah.
You're married, so once in a while.
Depends on what comes up.
Yeah. I know how it works. I was looking the other day at a website called realsimple.com, and they put a lot of different things about how to make your life better in different ways and different aspects and things. They had a little funny one here. It wasn't funny, but a little thing there that says 9 easy ways to be happier.
Okay.
And I looked at the 9 real quick. You know what not even one of them is? Winning the lottery.
So they're saying money doesn't make you happy, huh?
Well, isn't that everybody's? If you ask someone, what would make you truly happy? I bet half the population would say winning the lottery.
Probably, yeah.
I bet they would. It just it seems
wouldn't
to
hurt
be,
anybody. Any means.
That's what we think of all the time, you mm-hmm. know. Winning. Oh, if I had money. If only I had.
It'd
know.
Solve this and that. And,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I guess maybe if we'd stop focusing on the what ifs and focus on the how, then maybe we'd be better off. But they did list 9 ways to be a little bit happier. I kind of found some of them interesting. One of them was chill out. And the point is... And it's,
chill out, man.
And it's not what you're thinking. It's not like, just relax. You know, yeah. That's not it.
Okay.
You know, if I told you to go to your happy place, close your eyes, go to your happy place.
Okay.
What would you think of?
Instantly, I think of Happy Gilmore.
I know.
But I guess, no, I've never really done anything
like that.
But if you're
like going to think of a relaxing place. Just,
well, probably beach, yeah. You know, sand, yeah. Water, blue water.
That's what everybody would think
yeah.
of. Wrong.
No?
No. That's what most people think of. But actually, researchers at the University of Michigan discovered that when they blow cold air up the noses of participants in a study, it put them in a better frame of mind than when they blew hot air up their noses.
Hmm. I guess they're making you more awake.
How did you get anybody to volunteer for that study in the
yeah.
first place? But second of all, really? You're blowing air up people's noses? That doesn't even sound like fun. So, yeah, actually, I guess when in the which is good for this time of the year.
Yeah.
But actually, when people have you know, a good fresh breath of cold air, beats a good fresh breath of hot air every time, I guess. I'd still feel a lot more relaxed on the beach.
Yeah. Warm weather, bring it on.
Another one of the things they list is remember where you came. Where you came from. Remember whence you came. Don't underestimate the power of nostalgia. You know, we don't just put pictures around the house of, like, our children and our parents and grandparents because we forget what they look like if we don't see the pictures once in a while. We do it because it makes us feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember where you came from. It puts yourself in a more positive light. It forms tighter bonds. You know, maybe a picture of you and your friends from high school. You know, you don't just put it there because you want to remember what they look like in case you run into them sometime.
Yeah.
You put it there because you remember happy times. You know, you remember the good things and stuff. So you kind of, it's kind of like planting landmines around your house. Happy landmines.
Yeah.
Things that are going to make you have fun. You know, photos, memorabilia. Grandma knew what she was doing when she was putting all those family pictures up all over the wall. So, you know, a little sentiment, not too bad a deal. Another one they list here is don't dwell. Don't mull over your past failures. Don't worry about whose fault it is or... You know, all that other stuff. We spend too much time worrying about that stuff. Forget it. You feel helpless after a while anyway if all you do is go back and worry about, gee whiz, that time I struck out, or boy, I remember when I did this and I dropped my grandma's vase and it broke. Or I mean, don't worry about all those things. Move on. Get back going forward again. Go over something again and again. That's no good.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Another one is spread the wealth. And as we get older, we understand that. When you're a little kid at Christmas, you want things. Gimme, 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 gimme. Which
yeah.
one's mine? Where's mine? When you're older, we kind of like giving things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more fun at Christmas to have someone open a gift and be thrilled about something that you gave them than it is to be on the other side of that.
Yeah.
We like to give. So giving money away or giving things away actually makes you happier than when you spend it on yourself. Now, some folks would have a hard time with that. If you're a Kardashian, you're never going to believe that. But it's pretty hard. You know, some things, if you buy things for other people, which goes along with giving gifts,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to be anything big. You don't have to buy a car and wrap a big red bow around it. If it just, you know, you're going out with somebody, with a friend, just to have a nice little conversation, pick up the tab, buy their cup of coffee or something. You know, little things like that. When you treat other people, you feel good about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you go out to tip generously. You know, those people work hard to serve you. Appreciate the people that serve you. Make your life a little bit easier. So the payoff really is yours when
yeah.
you are nice to other people. They had a few other ones here, too, but I'm not going to go through all 9 of these things. But, you know, some of the key ones, too. Another one that I found was kind of interesting. It's listed as start baking, but it's not about necessarily doing that. The point is, find something that you like to do, a hobby type thing. And if it's even, it can be even better if it's something that you can do with other people,
mm-hmm.
maybe in a social club type setting or something. People find that they're much happier when they do that. In fact, Denmark, which is characterized as the most thriving country in the world when it comes to well-being, according to a recently published World Gallup poll, a majority of the population reports that they belong to some sort of a social club. So when you're doing things that make you feel good and you're doing them with other people, yeah, it's a good way to extend your life.
Yeah.
And also it says here, too, make your bed. Make your bed. Did your mom have to get after you every morning to make your bed?
Probably.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, the writer talked about that, and that's the thing that she talked about, too, that, you know, it's not necessarily about your bed, but it's the little things in life, the little handy things around the house, you know, maybe that you've been putting off. You know, if you don't make your, if you make your bed every morning, it's just that little bit of feeling of accomplishment.
Yeah.
You know, you make, you feel better about it. You started your day out right. You know, maybe you've got a picture that's been leaning over there on the shelf that you've been meaning to put up in the hallway. You just haven't gotten around to hanging it yet. Do it. Get it done. Because the more little things like that, even though they're just little things, it's a feeling of, I haven't accomplished it yet. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those things you're always creating that own little bit of stress because you haven't gotten it done. So I guess if you do some of those things, you can live a happier life. So there are other issues on here too, but those are kind of some of the fun
the main ones,
ones
yeah.
And things you can, and these are all easy things you can do.
It's
not going to cost you a lot of money to do any of these kinds of things. So, yeah, life's a long time. Be happy.
Yes. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Here comes the song.
No, I will not be singing.
No, I don't want you to be singing. What I'd like you to do is tell us about some things going on around the area.
All right. Let's see here. Well, the first annual West Central Iowa Beef Cattle Forum, that will be held on January 23rd. It's at the American Legion Hall in Arcadia. Let's see, they're having an educational program with registration beginning at 8:30. They'll have some introductions, and then the speakers will get in at about 9. There is no cost to register, and lunch will be provided. And lunch will be served at about 12:15, and the meeting should end around 3:30. That's the first annual West Central Iowa Beef Cattle Forum. That's on January 23rd at the American Legion Hall in Arcadia. The Cass County Genealogical Society, they will be meeting on January 24th. That is at 1 p.m. in the meeting room. That's at the Atlantic Public Library. The program will be Care and Restoration of Old Photographs with Sue Fisher. And everyone is welcome to attend that. That's the Cass County Genealogical Society meeting on January 24th at 1 in the meeting room at the Atlantic Public Library, and they'll be going over care and restoration of old photographs. Circles for Success members will be bussing tables for donations at the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic from 5 to 8 p.m. on January 24th. 10% of all sales will benefit the Samaritan Shop to help with winter utilities. Proceeds will also go to help winterize the garage. The Samaritan Shop gives free clothing and needed household items. The shop is located at 612 West 6th Street in Atlantic. The Circles for Success, you can join them and play Mexican train dominoes at the Heritage House. That will be on January 26th at 1:30 in the Rec Room. A free will donation to play, there'll be prizes and refreshments, and proceeds from that will also go to benefit the Samaritan Shop to help with winter utilities. So that's the Mexican train dominoes at the Heritage House on January 26th at 1:30 in the Rec Room. The Winterfest Ice Fishing Derby at Lake Manawa State Park will be held on January 26th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Derby participants will be fishing for the biggest fish they can catch, as well as tagged fish worth up to $25,000. Numerous door prizes will be given away, as well as prizes for the biggest fish in youth and adult categories of bluegill, catfish, crappie, drum, walleye. Prizes will be given for a chili cook-off and ice house decorating contest. Registration will be open morning of the Derby from 6 to 7 a.m., and it's $20 per person. For more information, you can go to the website at winterfestderby.com, or you can also contact the Lake Manawa State Park. So get your chance to win a bunch of money at the Winterfest Ice Fishing Derby at Lake Manawa State Park on January 26th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Oh, your drinks stay cold when you go ice fishing. Oh,
I can imagine, so ice cold. Evaluating your estate plan. It's an all-day workshop. Well, we give participants tools and the chance to use those tools to help them prepare or revise an estate plan. The Iowa Quality Producers Alliance and the Cass County Extension are sponsoring Evaluating Your Estate Plan for Farm Families in Southwest Iowa. That's on January 28th. That will be held from 9:30 to 4 at the Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis. Now, some of the topics will include estate planning, needed information, setting goals, and gift estate and inheritance taxes. It's $50 per person, and that does include resource materials and lunch. Advanced registration is required by January 25th. You can register, or if you have questions, you can call the Cass County Extension office. That's 243-1132. That's Evaluating Your Estate Plan. That will be held on January 28th from 9:30 to 4 at the Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis. And you can call the Cass County Extension office to sign up by that. And they're asking for advanced registration by January 25th. There's a babysitting basics workshop for grades 5 and above that will be offered on January 31st and also on February 7th and 14th at the Panora Library. If you'd like to register, you can call the Guthrie County Extension Office at 641-747-2276, and there is no charge for the class. That's a babysitting basics workshop for grades 5 and above on January 31st and also on February 7th and 14th at the Panora Library. Annie's Project, a course designed to empower women in agriculture to be better business partners and owners, will be held every Monday evening from February 4th through March 11th. It's a six-week session teaching you how to develop management and decision-making skills for your farm, and you can register for that by calling the Guthrie County Extension Office, or you can also email mebert@iastate.edu. Coming up, some Red Cross blood drives in Anita will be held on February 12th from 12 to 6 at the Community Center, and in Atlantic on February 14th from 11 to 1 at the Wesley Heritage House, and also in Harlan on February 14th from 7:30 to 1:30, and that's at the Harlan High School.
Very good. Lots of stuff there.
Yes.
Lots and lots of stuff. And I need to, we need to take a break here real quick. We got a few more things here to tell you about, but we're going to take this break first and we'll be right back.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department, or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
And see them when you get sick. Let's see, what else do we have here? Hey, if you're not sick and you're good and healthy and you want to help out others who maybe aren't, you can donate blood. Got a couple of blood drive opportunities here in Pottawatomie County. First will be coming up this Saturday, January 26th, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and that'll be held at the American Legion Hall in Avoca. That's Saturday, January 26th, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the American Legion Hall in Avoca. And another one will be held on Wednesday, January 30th, and that will be from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., and this will be held at the Walnut High School. And that's, of course, in Walnut. So Wednesday, January 30th, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Walnut High School. Two opportunities for you there if you have a chance to sneak out and help those folks out. Also, there's a benefit coming up for Bridget Clayton of Anita. That'll be on Saturday, February 2nd at 5 p.m., held at the Anita Community Center. It's a free will donation soup supper and silent auction. Now you can contact Cindy Simon if you'd like some more information, but they are still looking for items to be donated. Just go ahead and drop them off at the Main Street Market, and they'll be picked up there. But that benefit for Bridget Clayton of Anita is Saturday, February 2nd, 5 p.m. at the Anita Community Center. They hope to have a good crowd for that. Also, if you enjoy being out of doors this time of the year, now it's been fine mostly this week. Next week, you might argue, it's going to chill down a little bit
cooler.
Next week. But the second annual Anita Redneck Tractor Burr Ride will be held on Saturday, February 16th. The ride will be 100% in and around Anita, so you're not going to be going a long distance on the road. The tractors will be unloaded at the Anita Airport. They'll have coffee served by the Friends of Lake Anita, and then they'll depart from the airport around 9 o'clock in the morning, and they'll have a nice little ride around. It's kind of it's a parade, kind of. You know, it's a good time to show off a little bit. Dress warm. Have a good time. And if you'd like more information, you can contact either Bill Russell, Maynard Hansen, or Dean Stormer. They'd be happy to help you out with more. And again, that's coming up on Saturday, February 16th. It's not nearly as far away as you think. And that will get underway that Saturday. A good time. If there's a problem, you know, with the weather, then they'll do it the following week on the 23rd. But if there's a weather issue that day, just listen to us here at KJA, and we'll let you know if there are any changes to that schedule. Also, I notice here, too, that the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach is offering a child care provider training opportunity. It's been approved by the Department of Human Services. That training helps providers identify, recognize, and implement best practices relative to nutrition, physical activity, health, and safety for children that are under their care. The training offered includes lots of things like actions speak louder than words, role modeling in child care settings. Now, they're going to have this offered at the Carson Community Building on Thursday, February 28th. So it's a ways down the road yet, but put it on your calendar. Thursday, February 28th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. There is a cost, and registration is required by February 21st. You just use the online DHS training registry. And you can get that taken care of and get signed up for that. So, again, that's at the Carson Community Building, Thursday, February 28th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., if you're interested in being a part of that training session there. So that's all I have for that. Got birthdays?
I do. Okay. Over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Bob Alt, celebrating his birthday on January 20th. Also, happy birthday to Ethel Rasmussen, celebrating her birthday on January 22nd. And happy birthday to Ardith Bertelson, celebrating her birthday on January 26th. So happy birthday to those folks over at the Friendship Home in Audubon.
Very good. I have one anniversary to tell you about this week. It's a 40th wedding anniversary wish for Roger and Vicki Richter. And that's coming up on June the 20th, this Sunday. And a card shower is requested for those folks. So if you'd like to send Roger and Vicki Richter a card, the address is 1024 1024 Fallow Avenue, Adair, Iowa, 50002. So congratulations and happy 40th wedding anniversary to Roger and Vicki Richter of Adair.
Very good.
Hey, before we let you go this week, I did want to throw back out there. This week we announced our plans for our fourth annual trip to Branson.
Yep.
We'll be heading down to Branson, Missouri with a lot of our friends coming up on June 11th through the 14th this summer. And we'll be doing it's a Tuesday through Friday, by the way, in case you're wondering. And we take off from the Iowa Western Community College parking lot here in Atlantic and head off to Branson. And then we have some fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun, actually. And we've got we're pretty excited about this year's slate of activities and things. We've got a number of folks who have gone with us each and every year that we've done this, and they keep coming in and registering again, telling us they look forward to it each year. I think that's just because we treat them right, we have a good time, and we do stuff a lot of things into a short period of time, but you might as well have fun while you're there.
Exactly.
Right? We're going to head out and head down there, and the first night we get down there, we're going to go out and we're going to have dinner, and then after that we're going to go see the Presley's Jubilee Show. That's one of the traditional Branson stops. We haven't been to that one yet in the prior 3 years. Looking forward to that. It's always a fun variety show. Then the next day, on the Tuesday or the Wednesday, the second day we're there, we have a lot more planned as well. We're going to do so many different things. Well, actually, during the course of the time down there, we're going to go to, let's see, what shows do we have otherwise? We have Shoji Tabuchi we're going to take in. That's always a popular show. Pierce Arrow is a show we're going to take in. And then also the 12 Irish Tenors. which is one that we had on the schedule last year. Originally, we ended up having to change that because of the tornado that hit Branson. Mm-hmm. It did damage to the theater that they were performing in, and it wasn't ready by the time we got down there. So we put them back on the schedule now this year. So those who were anxious to do that last year, well, you'll get your chance now this year. You know, in addition to that, we'll have some great food. We're going to hit Montana Mike's Steakhouse. We're going to go to the Paradise Grill. We're going to go to Charlie's Steak Ribs and Ale, all my favorite foods. Got them all covered right there. We're going to go to check that out, too. It's a local place, so we're looking forward to enjoying a little bit of that while we're down there. In addition to the shows, we're also going to take in an agricultural tour. We're going to go back to the College of the Ozarks again, but this time, instead of taking the campus tour, we're going to take the ag tour. It's a different college, the College of the Ozarks. They don't charge tuition for most of their students. The students work off their tuition. Mm-hmm. But they have different ways of doing that. One of those is they run a fully operational farming facility there. Dairy, they row crops, all that kind of stuff. They garden type thing. They grow a lot of the products that they serve, a lot of the things that they serve, that they make in their student union and in their restaurant. It's all grown right there.
Wow.
So a lot of their ingredients are all right there. So we're going to go check that out. And they're going to show us how they do all those kinds of things. And we'll have a little bit of time to rummy around a little bit. And we're also going to enjoy some great food there. We had a great meal at the Keter Center last year. They put together an outstanding lunch for us. We're going to do that again this year, too. Another thing we're going to do, it's a little bit different. Last year, we did about an hour and a half long sightseeing tour out on the river in one of those nice boats. Well, this year we checked it out and we were able to work it out. We rented one of those boats. We're not just going to get on somebody else's tour and do that. We actually reserved one of those boats for us. So we're going to go out on one of those small sightseeing cruise type things, and we're going to go out and do that for about 3 hours
on one of the days.
We're just going to enjoy a relaxing time. We're going to go out about 11 to 2, thereabouts. We're catering lunch on that as well. We've got lunch worked out, so you'll have lunch, drinks, friends, on hopefully a nice day on the water.
More do you need?
Yeah, talk about a great relaxing day. Mm-hmm. I mean, that'll be a lot of fun. We'll enjoy that. So that should be a lot of fun, too. And then we're staying at a different place this year, too. We're staying at the Camden Hotel and Conference Center. It's located differently than the other two places we've been to. We've been to Savannah House and Branson Towers. They were both fine, but we decided to do something a little different. The other two we stayed at were off the beaten path.
Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing nearby where we were before. Not so with this one. It's right in the heart of a lot of things. The Tanger Outlet Mall is right directly across the street. The Family Fun Center is directly next door. Go-karts and mini golf, all kinds of things you can do. Ride the Ducks location is just down the road. There are plenty of shopping opportunities and some other things if you want to do some things. There are some other attractions nearby if you haven't seen the Titanic exhibit. We did that before as part of our tour, but for new folks who maybe haven't seen it, if they'd like to go there, you sure can do that.
Yeah.
It's all right there within a short distance of where we're staying. And we also built in about 3 hours of free time on the last day that we're there, the Thursday, the last full day that we're there in the afternoon. We got you busy in the morning, and then we're going to give you some free time. So instead of putting everybody on the bus and taking them off someplace and dropping them off to shop, because some folks don't like to shop.
Yeah.
Well, this way, we put you in a place where you have the option of doing that. But you can also go hit the Family Fun Center, do other things. You can take a nap if you like, watch TV. If you got some friends together, you want to just sit and play cards, you can do that. Whatever you want to do. And we'll run a bus back and forth if we need to, like to the outlet mall. If it's a little tough to get across the road there, we'll run a bus back and forth. You know, we'll make it easy. But this way you can just kind of make your own decision. Have a little bit of downtime if you want. Do those types of things. So we'll give you a little bit of that, and then we'll hit the last show that night before we turn around and head home on Friday the 14th. We do an awful lot in an awful short period of time. So we hope you can have a chance to consider that and go along. If you'd like to know more about it, you can just check it out on the web. Just go to KJAN.com and go to our contest and promotions page. If you see, you'll see right there a little list of some of the things we're doing and the price schedule. You can also click to open up the PDF file of our actual itinerary for the trip so you can see exactly what it is. Double occupancy is always the most popular way that people go, two to a room. It's $460 per person. Very inexpensive. We had a fella in here the other day who signed up. He said he went down to Branson on a similar tour a while back. Cost him $900.
Whoa.
So, yeah, we like to think we're pretty competitive.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
If you'd like to go, we got two buses. We can take up to 100 people, but that's the limit. And we've gotten close to that several times.
Yeah.
So if you want to go, consider that, but don't wait too long. And that's a reduced price as well. That's until March 15th or until it's full. If we still have spots available after March 15th, the pricing schedule changes.
Yeah.
So think about it. Talk to your friends, your spouse, whatever, and get yourself on the bus because we'd love to have you along. It's fun. We have a good time.
Yeah.
That's all the time we have for you here. Hope you had fun and a good time here, too.
Well, this
is, yeah, as always. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Anishinaabe Valley.